Oh.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Dustin.
Hello?
Are you?
Hello, Dustin. This is Richard. Can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
And congratulations on your win.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Karen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, Karen.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
I can hear you.
Hello, Montana. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Sheila, are we all here at the meeting?
I think so. Sheila,
I think so. Jamie wasn't going to be able to be here.
All right. We'll just go ahead then and call the meeting to order. The Town of Mountain City Municipal Planning Commission for December the 15th, 2020 will now come to order, and we'll do a roll call. Karen Cunningham here. Mayor Jordan.
Here.
Jamie Mead. Absent. Dustin Sharon.
Here.
Richard Walsh.
Here.
Today, we'll go straight on into the new business, if that's all right, so that Montana can go ahead and do whatever she needs to do, and she don't have to listen to the rest of it. The new business today is the discussion and approval of a rezoning request for property located at 150 Forge Creek Road from a B1 local business district to B3 arterial business. And Montana, will you go ahead and introduce yourself then?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. It is Montana Woodard, and I will be representing
Nevada Witter today for the proposal to rezone the tract 2 at 150 Forge Creek Road from B1 to B3. The intended purpose of this property is to put in a retail fireworks store, thus resulting in the need for the property to be changed and rezoned from B1 to B3.
All right. And our planner, Erica Malpass. Erica, will you please refresh our memory and explain to us the difference between the B1 and B3, what it means so that we can make a decision?
Yes, this is also a split zone property, so it would be kind of cleaning up where a property should be all be one zone. But the B1 property allows for, and I'm scrolling down because I have so many tabs open, shopping centers, grocery stores, drug stores, hardware stores, barber and beauty shops and laundromats and restaurants and similar uses, things like that, and gas service stations. But B3 allows for any use permitted in the B2 central business district, which allows for retail stores. And instead of zoning at B2 and it still being a split zone property, it'd be best for it to be a B3, so the whole property's the same zone and it still allows the use for this retail store.
All right. So Food Line and all that other properties is already B3, correct?
Yes. It's just the corner there that is zoned B1, just the it's on the corner of Forge Creek Road and then 421. It's just that corner bit of that piece of property that just was never incorporated, I guess, into the B3 zone. I'm not quite sure what happened there. So it's just fixing that so that the entire property is zoned the same thing.
All right. Do I hear a motion then to request that we rezone this property from B1 to B3?
Karen?
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Is it that corner property where they put up the tent for the temporary or fireworks thing each, Christmas and 4th of July and such? Is it that corner we're talking about?
Yes, it is.
Oh, excuse me.
Daniel. Was that yes or no?
Yes, it is. That's the same plot of land.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And also, Ms. Cunningham, I do have like a land plot map. If you want me to share my screen, I can show that. That's just up to you all's request.
Okay, we'll go ahead since he asked that question, if you don't mind.
Okay. So someone, whoever the host is, will have to enable screen sharing. Is there a host in the room?
Okay. Sheila? Sheila, are you still with us?
Yes, and I did.
Okay. Can you all see my screen?
Yes, I do.
So to the right hand side, this is like where Food Lion is, and track 2, which what we were requesting for, is in the red circle. And as Erica was talking about, if you look on the left hand side, you can see how the upper right hand of track 2 is already in zone B3. So we're just requesting that the entire track of land be in the same zone as Food Lion. And then if you go over, so in the left-hand side, respective to track 2, where he's wanting to position the storefront would be where the bolded rectangle is. And then to the right of that, where the non-bolded rectangle is a pre-existing gravel lot in which he's wanting to make the parking lot. And he's actually wanting to create a separate entrance right here at the top of the property on the left-hand side. That way it wouldn't interfere with the parking or the entrance of Food Lion, which that entrance is actually already there. It's just never been paved or used as an entrance because the fireworks tent that's always been put up has just used Food Lion parking, which he didn't want to interfere with the Food Lion parking. And then on the right-hand side of the screen, it just shows like the intended dimensions of the plot for the building. So he wants it to be 30 feet by 50 feet, and it would have like the three entrance and exits, with the main store entrance being to the right, which would be right in front of that gravel lot. And then lastly, we just wanted to give a few reasons for why the rezoning would be effective. It would generate more tax revenue for the local economy. So whenever people do like the travel tents, they don't even actually really help our local economy. And it attracts more non-local customers, which will inherently increase sales at other businesses in the county, such as restaurants and gas stations. So our family actually owns other fireworks stores, and due to restrictions in other states, most like 80% of our customers travel in from Virginia and North Carolina. And normally they're driving for hours, so obviously they're going to stop and get food, gas, and whatnot, which helps our local economy even more. And then it's planning to be a year-round business, so this would offer increased employment options for residents of Johnson County. And then lastly, Nevada is a local resident to Johnson County who strives to always give back to the local community and help build the Johnson County school system. My family and I actually moved here from North Carolina, and we weren't even actually supposed to go to high school in Johnson County. But I'm actually a triplet, and me and my sister graduated valedictorian. So it's really our goal to like help the Johnson County community school system as a whole. I think that if more small businesses really, you know, band together, we could make a huge difference for the school system and provide funding, and local tax revenue, of course, is going to go into funding for school systems. I think it's like right at 30%. So,
thank you.
Hey, question on the layout, you know, where you had the dark red square and then the smaller red square mm-hmm. on that picture, and you said you was going to, the entrance, okay. Now, the address that I assigned that lot was 150 Forge Creek Road, because that's where you turn into, on the, you know, to get into Food Line into that lot. But you're not going to make a new entrance off of Forge Creek Road, or your Highway 421. If you're going to have a separate entrance into that, that address of 150 is not going to be valid.
Okay.
Then that can be changed at a later time, can it?
Oh yeah, it can be changed. Yeah, it can be changed. But yeah, address has to be assigned based where the driveway is. And the reason I assigned it 150 is that's the driveway going into it.
All right. Yeah, I think his biggest concern just being, you know, not wanting to interfere with Food Lines Park, which was a concern before with the pop-up tent. It just, you know, if people have to park in a pre-existing parking lot, it takes away from the parking that's already there for that business.
Okay, do we have any other questions?
I'd like to ask a question if that's possible. My name
Mr. Sharon.
Hello.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm sorry.
You are Jim Sullivan, who is our building inspector.
Yes, ma'am. Hi. Hello. How are you, everybody? Good. Nice to meet you. So I'm brand new to Johnson County, and actually brand new to Mountain City. But I did have a question. I just wanted to find out on this particular building, do you know how much material you're planning to store in as far as fireworks are concerned, in pounds?
In pounds?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. We do have two other store locations in Johnson County, and we actually order like shipping containers. So the actual store would not be held there, it would just be the retail. So we do lots of land in two other locations, yeah.
Okay, what I'm concerned about is that because it's fireworks, you're limited to 250 pounds of material if you put it into magazines, or 125 pounds if you have it in open containers. So that's just a consideration. Otherwise, we're looking at a sprinkler building, and that's why I wanted to make sure you're aware of those requirements.
Oh yeah, and he's already contacted White's Construction, and since we do have two other stores, we're pretty familiar with those regulations. Yeah. We just put another store in Johnson County that's finished up this week. So.
Okay. There's just some limitations on storage. I just want to make sure you're aware of those.
Yes. Thank you so much.
There you go. Very good. All right. That's it.
Okay, do we have any other questions? And Mr. Sullivan, you will be, I'm sure you'll be contacted even, or be contact with Mr. Woodard at a later date. If we don't have any further questions, then are we ready for a motion to rezone this property?
Is there going to be any stipulations on the appearance of the building, the color, or anything like that?
That would be at the discretion of the Planning Commission. There's nothing in the zoning or subdivision that states they have to follow certain colors. The only one areas that typically do are your historic districts or if you do have a design committee. But without it, I mean, you could say it's contingent, but it's not something that's required.
Okay.
Well, since he brought that up, what sort of a what would be the appearance of the building be located on that structure? And also, where are your other two locations in Johnson County?
We own Woody's Fireworks in Trade, which is, you know, right before the North Carolina state line, and then Last Chance in Laurel Bloomering.
So this be a similar, is going to be a like a pole building with a metal facade?
Yeah, the outside. Yes, and the outside is going to be completely white, I'm assuming, which is similar to all the other structures. And then on the one in Laurel, the one that we just built has a red, white, and blue roof, but we could do all white. I mean, he's not opposed to any of the color or the outside appearance.
And he will have to come before the Planning Commission with a for approval of the site plan, and all that can be discussed at that time, I would think.
Yes, it's just the rezoning had to happen before a site plan could be approved.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we go ahead. I'll make a motion that we go ahead and change it from B1 to B3.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Sharon. We have a motion and a second. And do we have any other discussion then at this time concerning changing this zoning? We're ready to vote, but I do want to let you know, Mr. Woodard is a tenant of mine. It's nothing that is related to this project, but I did want to disclose that before we voted. And if you would prefer that I not vote, I'll be glad to abstain from voting. If you think there's a problem, anybody have a problem at all with it, since it's not related at all? Okay, then at this time, we'll go ahead then and vote to for on the rezoning, and we'll do a roll call vote. Mayor Jordan?
Yes.
Mr. Sharon?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Ms. Cunningham? Yes. Then since the motion is carried, do we have any further business then? The motion is carried and approved for the rezoning from B1 local business district to B3 arterial business. All right, thank you, Ms. Woodard, for your presentation. Sheila, do you know of any other old business that we have or any other business that we need to discuss at this time?
None that I'm aware of.
Okay, anybody at all with any other business?
Well, I'd just like to thank everybody for attending the Zoom meeting and welcome Dustin on board and look forward to coming months.
Yes, thank you. And we appreciate you, Mayor Jordan, and congratulate you and Dustin Sharon both. And we look forward to working with you both. And if there's no further business, then the meeting is adjourned by consensus. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you. Same to you.